You're listening to Cole and Company on The Fan in the Cedar Valley at 102.3 FM and across Eastern Iowa at 1650 AM.
Welcome back. Wednesday edition of the show continues, and what a big win last night. Season opening win for the Waterloo East boys basketball team, 46-43. In enemy territory at rival Waterloo West, and pleased to be joined now on the show by Waterloo East boys basketball coach Brent Carmichael. Coach, how you doing today? Thanks for being here.
I'm good, Cole. Always a pleasure to be with you.
Hey, likewise. We got to start with that big win last night. I mean, take us inside that gymnasium. I have to imagine that place was up for grabs, especially when the fourth quarter rolled around. How did your guys end up getting the job done, Coach?
I tell you what, the atmosphere was historic, actually. I mean, it takes you back to those old East-West rivalries that they talk about back in the day. I mean, the student sections on both sides was just crazy all night. Every shot that was taken or made was there was screaming and yelling. So our guys were pumped up, you know, and we're senior heavy. And so with us being senior heavy, I think that our guys have finally got a feeling of what it takes to get through some of those adverse times. And they came through last night like the seniors, like we expect them to.
And whether it was offense or defense, maybe something that intangible, what's like one or two things you would point to in that game last night that you felt like made the difference, Coach?
I would say the energy that we had. Last year, I think there was some plays that we may have not shown an all-out effort. And I think last night there were plays where I think Waterloo West would have had a chance to go up a couple points on us, and our guys hustled back and got a couple blocks or stopped a couple plays. And I think that was the difference of the game. Is that the energy that we had last night was just astounding, and I was very proud of our guys for bringing that energy in a hostile situation.
Certainly, definitely speaks to the veteran nature of this team that you have. Waterloo East boys basketball coach Brent Carmichael, our guest right now. You brought your top eight scorers all back from last season's team. What's that meant, Coach, in terms of how you've spoken to the team about expectations and goals?
Well, I think the one thing that's great about those guys that we have come back is they've learned to trust in the process. And they've seen the process over the last few years. And so, you know, as we talk about things, you know, it's easier to get them to buy into things. But the other piece is that I'm listening to them as well, you know, so they know that they can throw stuff at me and I can throw stuff at them and we can negotiate and come together. And I think that's what they see right now as one of our advantages, is that we have such a very good relationship with each other, with the players and the coaches.
And how about, you know, more so on the basketball floor, what maybe stuck out to you most with regard to off-season workouts, preseason practices, where you go, man, well, this sure looks better than it did a year ago at this time?
Again, I think the intensity that they showed in wanting to get in the weight room, you know, mm-hmm. wanting to do some conditioning and agility preseason that they haven't done or shown that energy in the past year. And again, seniors know this is their last go-round. And so I think that they have bought into that, but also they know that they're playing for a job for next year, you know, trying to get to that next level. And so it works for me on both ends, where, you know, one, that they have the pressure of wanting to get to that next level, but two, they want to get to Wells and make some history, especially knowing that we're in a new conference this year and that they can set the standard for what future Waterloo East basketball can be.
I would imagine that what you've seen already in terms of what the Iowa Alliance Conference has meant to Waterloo East High School athletics, that's probably got you pretty excited, along with the fact that, you know, you've just got a really good team, it looks like, this year, Coach.
Well, our girls volleyball team set the standard.
Yeah.
And they won, you know, the section of the conference. And so, you know, that's a good start for us. But again, I have to give our guys credit for them wanting to get out and get the effort and do the hard work. And so they finally, I think, have bought into that. We still got to go out and play. We're going to be in a tough, you know, tough conference. We still got some tough games. We got CF tomorrow night. We got Mason City Friday. So we're starting off with three really tough games, and it's going to give us a really good idea of where we're at and what we need to work on at this early in the season.
To really dig in on, you know, the brand of basketball that will equal the best basketball with this group, I mean, knowing you, getting to know you, Coach Carmichael, it's intensity, like you've already spoke about, energy, defense, you know, kind of being pests. But, I mean, what can you tell us beyond that about, you know, what's really developed within this group that they can hang their hat on?
Well, I think their character. You know, I don't have to worry about this group. You know, a lot of coaches today have turned into counselors and have to worry about a lot of kids off the court. And that's one thing that with this group I haven't had to worry about, and that's a blessing for me because, you know, those are things that can be distractions for young men on and off the court, and I don't have to worry about that with these guys. So, you know, they're basketball junkies. They want to be in the gym. They want to be shooting. They want to be working, and that makes it a little bit easier for the coach. Now it's just, my job is to put all that together and give them a game plan for each and every game.
That's great to hear. Let's talk a little bit about some of these seniors that make up what looks to be a really good team that you've got this year. Kaywon Owens back. He was about 17.5 points per game last season. How have you challenged that young man to improve?
Well, it's Kaywon Jones, and, you know, Kaywon is probably, you know, one of the most unique players that I've ever coached, both mentally and physically. You know, he remembers everything. He knows plays. He watches plays. He knows players. So his basketball IQ is off the charts. But also he's developed into a very good two-way player, being inside and outside. And so especially last night against West, we had them in some foul trouble, so we went to him down low. So as a leader, I think he did a good job of leading us to the promised land last night by showing his inside game. So that's what you want, somebody that you can go to when you need a bucket. And I think that's where Kaywon really shows his best, is when we need buckets.
And my apologies to Kaywon there. I'm thinking Kaywon Owens, who was the great running back
right.
on the football team, a little Freudian right. slip up there by me.
Uh-huh.
Your other seniors just seem like a great supporting cast. They can step up when they need to. Martez Wigley, Jamarius Bradford Gates, Jameel Montgomery, Quentin Hart. I mean, what can you tell us about, you know, these other seniors that make up this veteran group?
Well, we did lose Martez. Martez did decide that he wanted to go to another school, so he is not with us this year. But we have Jamarius Bradford Gates at our point guard, who has developed into a very, very tough point guard over the summer. He's actually getting some really good looks from different schools. So he's going to be our leader out on the floor. We got Quentin Hart again, who's a very good three-point shooter. Jameel Montgomery, who is our Mr. Energy guy, who, you know, gets up and down the floor, gets our rebounds. Again, made some very, very crucial plays for us last year or last night that stopped them from getting some easy buckets. Dewan Rambis, Jaquan Wise, all of these guys again are very good guys, and they all have developed to where they are a very important part of what our winning process is going to be. But I think they all have known their roles, and so that's what again makes it easier for me to be able to. And challenging me to be able to put all of that together, because we do have some really good kids.
All right. As you touched on earlier, Coach, the schedule doesn't do you any favors here going forward. You've got Cedar Falls tomorrow night. You get the benefit of having them in the friendly confines of your Waterloo East Gymnasium. But What can you tell us about the challenge of taking on the Tigers and what it's going to take to move to 2-0?
Well, you always know that a Ryan Schultz coach team is going to be, you know, very fundamentally sound, and he gets his guys to play hard. So, you know, that's the test of anybody when we're going to play a finely coached team like Cedar Falls. I think the things that we have going for us is I think we have some depth, and they're going to have to guard us this year. It's just for the simple fact that we have different ways of being able to score. And so I think, you know, that's probably going to be an advantage for us. But again, having them at home this early in a season where I'm sure they're not, you know, 100% on their game, and we may be able to, again, get in and show that energy that we showed the other night against West. And, you know, if, you know, we keep the game close, and who knows what can happen from there. And so, you know, we're going to go in with the same energy we had the other night and, you know, come out of there with a W, hopefully.
Coach Carmichael, thanks so much for your time today on the show. Real pleasure, as always, to have you and learn more about your team, and very much looking forward not only to tomorrow night's game against Cedar Falls, but this entire season for what looks like a team that could do some really special things. So thanks so much.
Well, thanks, Cole, and thank you for always giving us an opportunity to get our Wild Louise name out there, especially with the new conference we're going to be in. And so we always would want to be on the Fan anytime we can. So thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Have a great rest of your night, Coach.
You too.